This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from the nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers discovered a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has since issued strict lockdowns. Canada, India, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Poland are among many other countries that have taken measures to limit or ban travel to and from Britain. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force were set to meet Monday to debate a possible temporary ban on passenger flights from Britain. U.S. airlines have already scaled back flights to and from Britain, as well as the rest of Europe. British Airways, Delta Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic announced Monday they will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. This comes after calls to ban air travel by the state of New York's governor and New York City's mayor. The American people and businesses are one step closer to receiving COVID-19 relief from the government. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. A $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. Now the legislation is in the Senate with approval expected soon. The Senate must now approve the measure before a midnight deadline expires to keep the U.S. government funded. Both chambers are also passing a one-week stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown and give President Donald Trump time to sign the massive legislation. This is VOA News.